The Greg Kelly Show.
Ooh. All right, so they're having that trial next Monday. They're really going through with it. Donald Trump will be on trial in New York City next Monday. I still think something's going to happen. Something has to happen. This is so laughably stupid, the case from beginning to end. The judge is so completely compromised. Where is the adult supervision? When is somebody going to come in and say, enough with this? Do we have anybody? Can the Supreme Court, the chief appellate court in the New York State? They got all these different courts. You ever notice they got the Supreme Court in Nassau County? Like there's every county has a Supreme Court, I think. The court system is all over the place, but somebody somewhere, I wish I could do it. I can't. I would not know. I can't do it, but there's got to be somebody. And you know what? What I'm finding out, there isn't anybody. There is not anyone who's going to step in and solve this thing. It's up to us. It's up to you, Maria. It's up to every single one of us. We have to come out and vote. We have to give money. We have to be active. We can't just sit back and watch what happens. Oh, Donald Trump, it's a wild TV show. Lots of fun, right? We can't put this all on him. We got to help. We got to help and how is that? I've only come up with a handful of ways. You guys could probably come up with a lot more. We have to do more. So they're going to have that trial. It is a travesty. It's an atrocity. It's all kinds of itties. It's bad, bad news for all of us. But I do believe he will be victorious. I don't know how that will look. Right now they say he can't even talk about the judge. Why not? Where does it say in the Constitution that Donald Trump can't shoot his mouth off whenever the hell he wants? It doesn't. This is a First Amendment issue. Absolutely. This is so, I cannot believe this is happening in our country. It really is something, huh? And I also, not everything is backwards. Nothing is normal. Our sacred ally, Israel, America turning its back on Israel and embracing Hamas and a horrific ideology that is anti-Semitic, anti-American. These maniacs up in Michigan, where is the condemnation? Where is the outrage? Why isn't the FBI all over these guys? If they were voicing white supremacy, this would not be tolerated, right? And I don't, quite frankly, if somebody came out and started talking the way these guys talk and throwing in some white supremacy, they should absolutely be in everything, full extent of the law. Because these guys are really talking about, there's a good case here that it's not First Amendment protected speech. But I don't know. Maybe it is. Whatever it is, I disagree with it. And I think you do too. But it's crazy that everybody in the mainstream seems to be on mute about this one. Mute. On mute. A white woman confronts a black man over whether or not he lives in her building. Top of the news. These maniacs in Michigan call for the death and destruction of America, and we'll pretend it doesn't happen.
We've been asked in the past, why are our protests on the International Day of Quds, why are they so anti-America? Why don't we just focus more on Israel and not talk so much about America? Gaza has shown the entire world why these protests are so anti-America. Because it's the United States government that provides the funds for all of the atrocities that we just heard about. And this is why Imam Khomeini, who declared the International Day of Quds, this is why he would say to pour all of your chants and all of your shouts upon the head of America. Malcolm X said, and I quote, "We live in one of the rottenest countries that has ever existed on this earth. It's not Genocide Joe that has to go. It's the entire system that has to go. Any system that would allow such atrocities and such devilry to happen and would support it, such a system does not deserve to exist on God's earth."
All right. And so if somebody doesn't call the FBI, I will. I hope they've been informed. Do they even care? I would never. I mean, this is horrific stuff. And I think he's calling for jihad in America. And I think that's worthy of, you know, if somebody says, you know, I think the virus came from that lab in Wuhan, right? If you can put F Joe Biden on Facebook and be hassled by law enforcement, this guy should be, I think he deserves a talking to. Hey, I did this in a video last night. The Chef Andres thing, Jose Andres. This guy is, I think this is the end of his World Kitchen thing, which has been totally overhyped, totally overfunded, and is a bit of a scam. I mean, the whole thing is kind of, when you think about it, and when you really watch it, this guy, you know, makes it, we're an emergency response team. We come in there and we start cooking for the victims of devastation, volcanoes, earthquakes, war. And I'm watching some of his documentaries and I'm getting more and more confused as to the existence, why it exists, his World Kitchen Group. There are far more efficient ways to feed people. I mean, 1,000 times more efficient and cheaper. It seems to me he's getting in the way whenever he goes on these rescue missions. And he goes on these rescue missions in part to enhance his own brand. Now, he's in the news because his team, and I hate that this happened, was killed by a Israeli Defense Force drone. And Israel says it was an accident. I believe Israel. Accidents happen in war. It was a 3-car caravan, and it was taken out by some sort of missile, multiple missiles, I think. And Chef Andres, who's basically on the side of Hamas, you know, in all of his comments, that's what it looks like to me. He's been blaming Israel. Look, I can blame you, Chef. These people shouldn't have been there. And I have a feeling that the whole World Central Kitchen thing is more about your brand than actually helping people in a crisis. Truly helping people in a crisis. This whole thing about sitting down at the table and coming together and making the table long. You know, what works in society? Making a longer table, not building higher walls. Get it? That's what he says. That's one of his mantras. Don't build higher walls, build longer tables. It's a rebuke on Trump. And that's why he became famous. And the fake news loves this guy. Cut 16.
A lot of the credit is due to Jose Andres and the reputation that he's garnered around the world.
Chef Jose Andres is well-known, well-regarded.
He is a dedicated humanitarian. He is out there to help the most vulnerable people in the worst parts of the world.
Jose Andres, Andres is one of the kind of, he's an angel himself.
Yeah, well, I did a little research and not really. Not at all. Number one, all these things about how many meals they served, it's totally exaggerated. It's totally overstated. And he has not taken enough care when it comes to security, when it comes to protecting his people. But he's anti-Trump. And that wipes away a lot of sins. Let's see here. Here's Jose Andres ripping on his least favorite president, President Trump. Cut 17.
President Trump, as the leader of America, has, let's say, a lot of blame to take.
We are not supposed to mention him until he doesn't apologize to every Latino, to every Mexican, to every woman, to every veteran, and to any person that he has insulted.
He should be ashamed. Probably was more than 3,000 people. But actually, his tweet only shows you his lack of empathy.
All right. So he started talking like this in like 2017 when Trump was president. He actually sued President Trump, or they had a dispute about a restaurant that was supposed to go in one of Trump's hotels. So his fortunes really took off. And ever since he became a public Trump hater, his career, which was already flourishing, just went into overdrive. And that group, World Central Kitchen, is that what it's called? WCK. World Central Kitchen becomes like one of the biggest nonprofit organizations in the world. Hundreds of millions of dollars pouring in. And what does he do? He puts his buddy in charge of it. Just some guy he knew. Not professional. It's just asking for trouble. Let's see. What else about this? Oh, I'm going to go through what the Bloomberg found out. After a devastating earthquake killed tens of thousands of people in Turkey, Andres demanded that his staff send a food truck into areas the provincial governor had declared no-goes because of landslides. In Haiti, Andres had urged a colleague to, quote, go against his judgment of safety and operate guerrilla style, in Andres's words. Current and former employees say the driving force was often Andres's demands to serve more meals. It's all about more meals. You got to serve more meals. But the problem is this. You can't trust the official meal counts because they have no process for auditing its restaurant partners, and they've never actually defined what a meal is. But they push it and push it and push it. It's all about meals served. Listen to this, please. Cut 18.
World Central Kitchen and his partners have served more than 30 million meals in Gaza.
You've already served more than 39 million meals in Gaza. 39 million.
We began with 4 more planes, then 7 more planes, then other countries began joining. And I don't know right now the exact number, but hundreds of thousands, if not millions of meals ready to eat.
So here's the thing. They come in there. They don't go in there with food. They get the food that's already there. It's almost like they're fixing a problem that's not a problem. Look at us. We're feeding people, and I know how that can feel. Remember when I told you about I went to the soup kitchen, and I thought I was Superman? I thought I was the most righteous person in the world, and these homeless guys were thanking me all the time, and I felt, wow, I'm a special guy. Look at me. I serve the poor. Yeah. I'm special. That makes me better than people. Now, it doesn't, of course. And thank God I had a little experience that, like, opened my eyes to that. Just because you're doing that, you know, we're all kind of motivated by self. The only thing that breaks that is God. And I'm sorry. Look, I think that the whole thing just got away from him, Chef Andres. He was seduced or whatever. Fell in love with the fame. Sounds great, but on closer inspection, it's not great. You never should have sent people into a real war zone like that. And cooking meals, what about the military knows how to do this. The military, I mean, there's some things you just can't, a do-gooder group is not going to be able to fix, right? They should have stayed the hell out of it. Bess, hello.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Fine.
You're good. You're good. I'm calling about two things. Number one, the trial, Trump's trial with the real estate, with the Letitia James issue. I have bought and sold houses in my lifetime. The value of the home is decided by the lending agency, not by the homeowner. And this whole thing about overstated the value of his properties does not make sense.
I know, Bess.
And they're not talking about that.
Hold on, Bess. I mean, respectfully, we were talking about it. I mean, quite frankly, that case is on appeal, as you know. We got another case coming. I mean, we were talking that to death. I mean, I can't stand Fox News lately, but they were talking about it. I was talking about it. Talk radio was all over it. I mean, It was thoroughly discussed, not by mainstream media, certainly not, but by the honest media, us. What else?
Okay. I don't know if you saw the video of the lady in Jamaica Hill who was going to church, got up to the top step, and then was attacked and thrown down backwards over the cement steps onto the pavement. Mm. And the guy took her her phone, $300, and the keys to her car, and he stole her car. I don't know if you saw that.
I heard about it, and I got a glimpse of it, but I actually didn't see it. I didn't see the full thing. How is she doing? Do you know?
She's in critical condition. I grew up in that neighborhood. I grew up a block from that church, you know, Parsons Boulevard and Grand Central Parkway. And it's just unbelievable. He could have robbed her. She was 68 years old. He could have taken her pocketbook and done everything. He did not have to throw her backwards down the stairs on the cement steps.
Man, how could somebody do that?
So brutal. This is the kind of guy who could throw someone in front of a train. Unbelievable.
And that's happening too.
that's happening too. Well, thank you for telling me, and let me get some stuff together on that. It's a very important story that unfortunately I neglected, so let's get on that. Thank you so much, Bess, and think about going on social, all right? You know, not only is New Jersey winnable, but New York is too. New York is too, right? Am I right, Southern Tier? Am I right, Upstate? Absolutely it is. I'll be right back.
Greg Kelly. Stop. ED is no laughing matter. This could be caused from low T, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Elevate Wellness can help. 40% of men over 40 have experienced this. Make the call to Elevate Wellness now. 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. The office visit is only $99 and includes exam, blood work, test dose, and consultation. Call Elevate Wellness. 973-354-2276 or ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Your health is important. Your sexual health is very important. And like everything else, it has challenges. As many as 50% of men over 50 have sexual-related difficulties, like ED, low testosterone, and low energy. That's where they come in. Elevate Wellness has real professional and in-person solutions. Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Or visit ElevateWellnessGroup.com and get back to where it started. Office visits only $99 this month. If you're suffering from ED, you're not alone. 60% of men over 60 have this problem. Help is out there. The professionals at Elevate Wellness can help you be the man you used to be. They've helped thousands of patients and have a 96% success rate. What are you waiting for? Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Your first visit is only $99. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Help is out there. ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
This is the Greg Kelly Show.
A brutal attack on the steps of a church in Queens as a man shoves a parishioner down a flight of steps and then robs her of everything. Security camera video here from St. Demetrius Church in Jamaica shows the 68-year-old woman being followed. As she gets to the top of the steps, the attacker violently pushes her. She fell all the way down to the ground and is in critical condition tonight. The person is then seen taking her purse. The church's pastor visited her last night. He said the congregation is in shock.
She's a very humble, nice woman, has her faith, you know, has her family. And now we are hoping and praying that she will recover fully from this.
Police say the attacker also took the woman's Nissan Altima.
Jeez. I'm looking at the video. It is horrible. Bess reminded me about this story. And the guy who does it, he looks young. He's dressed in the preferred outfit of a lot of criminals these days, black hoodie, black sweatpants that seem to be tight around the ankle. And is he wearing a mask? I've noticed that too. And by the way, anybody who's wearing a mask these days, you're a suspect. All right? You're a suspect of either being a hypochondriac or a criminal. One or the other. I don't trust it. Masked, the bandits wear masks, right? The bandits, the bad guys wear masks. You can look it up. It was in the Lone Ranger, right? All the bad guys wore masks. I guess the Lone Ranger wore one too. But he wore it around the eyes, not around the mouth. And the guys who stick up trains, they're the ones who wear masks. No more masks. Can we make that illegal? Seriously, I think it should be made illegal. You know, we haven't caught this guy yet. In part because, well, a facial technology, facial recognition is inhibited by a mask. So I guess that's why the criminals do it. All right, there's the music. Your calls when I come back, except for you, Russ. Russ in White Plains, you are only 2 weeks into your six-month ban. All right? So I wasn't kidding. All right? So you can hang up the phone now.
You're listening to the Greg Kelly Show.
All right. We are back. Vice President Harris heading to Arizona for an abortion event.
She loves abortion. I think that Donald Trump did the right thing yesterday with that statement. I thought it was nuanced. I thought it was appropriate. I think it's a winning message. It's up to the states. If he was talking about a nationwide ban, look, if this race is a referendum on abortion, Biden could win. That can't happen. Forget, we'll lose everything. We'll lose everything. Right, Barbara?
Oh, what a terrible thought. I thought also that Trump said the right thing yesterday. I thought what Pence responded was unforgivable. And I think that we all need to understand that this is something that we need to stand together with, because this is part of the savagery that would take over our country. The kind of savagery where the man pushed the woman down the concrete steps for no reason. He could have just taken her purse. But the savagery of it, the savagery we saw by Hamas in Israel. And by the way, that savagery in Israel that they're talking about in Dearborn, and they're saying death to Israel and death to America. Meanwhile, that kind of savagery that's going on, that's going to be on display. I'm very happy that I read that there will be a play. The name of the play is October 7th. It's being put on by Phelim McAleer and his wife in Manhattan. And what it is, it's verbatim theater. So they went to Israel. They were in Ireland when October 7th took place. They went straight to Israel because they thought the world would try to hide the atrocities. And so they went there and they interviewed witnesses. They interviewed people who were injured and survived. They interviewed people who lost family members. They interviewed people who did heroic things to save others. And now that will be in this play that will start on May 2nd in Manhattan. People can find out about it by going to October7theplay.com. They can read about it, because all of this will be in the words of these people in Israel who experienced this savagery, this butchery. It will be in their words. Anne and Phelim have not editorialized any of this. They strictly take the words of these survivors and put them for all of us to see in the play. And they hope that this play will eventually go to all of the colleges in the United States.
There will be riots. Oh, my goodness gracious. They can't handle the truth. But October 7th, coming to Broadway? That's going to be my goodness gracious. I admire their work. Look, what happens over there must be memorialized. And I never would have thought a play would have come out of it, though.
But you know what? We have to stand behind them, because just like you're advising your caller, Marie, to get on social networks and do her thing, we all have to support the people like Anne and Phelim and like Marie who speak out, because many of us are not able to do that or are afraid to do that or just don't know how. We have to support them. So in addition, I already brought my tickets. They're right here in my lap. I already brought my tickets to the play. I probably won't be able to go, but I'll find someone to give the tickets to, and I supported them.
All right, but what's that website again?
I'm sorry, it's October7theplay.com.
October7theplay.com. When does it start?
It starts on May 2nd, and it goes through June 16th, and it's a small theater, so there won't be a lot of tickets available. But if you go to that site, you can also donate, because this play was funded by crowdfunding, just like they funded the FBI Lovebirds Undercover play, the verbatim play, which was highly successful.
Oh, yeah, with the Superman guy.
Yes, Kane.
Dean Kane. I saw that as well. You know what? I love these grassroots art projects. They're so much better than the drivel that is coming out of Hollywood on Netflix. Thank you, Barbara, very, very much. October 7, the play. It does sound like it's a pretty heavy thing. The Lion King. That's the last play I went to. These things are important. We're just not a bunch of people to be amused. We got to learn. And we have to support the arts. support. I would die for the arts. Elliot.
Hey, Greg.
Yeah.
How are you? Good. I just wanted to say real quick, right? Because when the mask mandates came out, I started Googling about the laws, and the law in New York says you cannot wear a mask unless you're going to a Halloween or a masquerade party, or you work in a theater, and they're just getting away with this. This is criminal.
Wait,
and
that, thing, no, wait. The law says that you can't wear a mask unless you're going to a masquerade party? That's in the law?
In New York, you wasn't allowed to wear a mask in the street just walking around unless you worked in a theater, like opera, wearing a mask, or you're going to a Halloween party or anything like that, participating in a parade. And then the COVID came, and they just ignored it and just started pressuring everybody to do the opposite.
How do you know this? You looked it up? Are you sure? I don't see this. I'm looking. I can't find that law.
It was Google. I got
I'm Googling. I'm Googling my ass off right now. I can't find it. Law, New York,
they
mask.
They finally removed it.
Well, maybe they voted it out. Look, I'm looking at this right now. New York State mask vaccine requirement. Masks are required to be worn in all indoor public places. Is that it? There's a requirement, not a law, though. Requirement, not a law. A lot of this stuff, yeah, you're right. There were rules, but not laws. Mask mandate reinstated. They didn't pass any laws. They did pass a lot of rules, though. And they didn't have to pass the rules. They just said, this is the rule now.
Executive order, yeah. But before COVID, there was a law on the books that you couldn't just walk around wearing a mask unless three things. Masquerade, party.
I can't believe that they said that in the law. But all right. Well, look, I got to find that out. What's up with you, Elliot? What do you do up there in the Bronx?
I live in the South Bronx, South Bronx, right next to Lincoln Hospital.
Are you annoyed as I am that they got rid of the old Yankee Stadium and replaced it with that corporate sanitized, ain't original, too expensive, house that Ruth did not build, imitation, Yankee Stadium?
Yes, I do. I believe it should have been kept the original and just upgraded it. I don't think they need to spend all that money in a brand new building, knocking down the old. It was terrible.
You know, the only thing I like is that they actually, I've never been able to find it, but there is a home plate where the old home plate used to be somewhere in the parking lot. You can go and find it. They did the same thing at Shea Stadium, which also, I believe, is a new, you know, corporate imitation, sanitized, luxury, you know, better work on Wall Street if you want to go there and not kill yourself financially type stadium. I don't like it. What is the other thing you wanted to say?
Well, about the mask again, real quick.
All right. I'm done with the mask. We got to go. All right. Thank you. Nate, you're also in the Bronx. Hello.
Hey, good afternoon. So just building on your comments with regard to the woman who was arbitrarily charged with her son's actions, the white working class woman that you referenced, I think that white working class people in general, but especially those on the right who are conservative and have conservative political beliefs, are now going to start experiencing what blacks and Hispanics have been experiencing for a very long time, discriminatory treatment on behalf of the law enforcement agencies for political as opposed to forensic reasons. And when you look at January
6th, do me a favor for a moment. I want you to back up that law enforcement has had discriminatory policies directed at black and Latino people.
Okay, I'll address that right now, but I don't want to get distracted.
Address it right now. I'm running the show. Address that right now.
That's what I'm saying. I'm going to address it right now.
You don't have to tell. You know what? You don't have to. I asked you a question. Just answer it. You don't have to. I will now answer your question. Nate, no need for that kind of formality. Just go ahead. Fire away. Shoot. Lay it on me.
Okay.
Go ahead. Fire away.
So basically, with the stop and frisk lawsuit, there was
all right. You don't know what you're talking about, Nate. You don't know what you're talking about. All right, you're getting your news from the fake news. All right, very few people in the world know more about that issue than I do. There are some, but not many. And you have by citing that case, which oh by the way, what was the disposition of that case?
Initially,
the disposition of the case, not the conclusion. What happened?
the conclusion. All right. So basically, they ruled that, you know, basically that Shira Shineland, she said that, you know, it was discriminatory.
What was discriminatory? All right. No. The ultimate, what ultimately happened in that case, she was removed from the case. The appeals court ordered what her remedies to be suspended. They stopped it. It was one of the worst things that could ever happen to a judge. They did it to her. And here you are 15 years later saying, well, that case is, Shira Shinlin said it was discriminatory. You're wrong. And so was she. It's just completely black and white wrong. And de Blasio, in his commitment to ruining New York and having power for one brief shining moment for himself, went along with the ruling that wasn't even in effect. He canceled a case that the city of New York was winning. He quit when they were winning. So I don't know what you're talking about, to be honest. All right. I know that that was a side point. That was a side issue. Now, I will say this. Now that I am being judged for the color of my skin and my gender and my orientation and all these things that I was born with that I can't control, I do have a certain, I hate to use the word because it's so overused and misused, empathy. Yes, empathy for anybody who's ever been discriminated against based on things they can't control. Whether they're tall, whether they're short, whether they're fat, whether they're skinny, whether they're black, whether they're Hispanic, you know, whether they're WASP, whatever it is. So it has had that effect, this moment in time, this crazy BLM thing. But if you want to track how discriminatory the police were, well, you'd be in for a rude awakening because the evidence that was presented at that case, well, you're arresting 90% of the people you're arresting are black and Hispanic. Okay, what would you like us to do? Well, they should be arrested based on population representation. Okay, so you want half the people arrested to be women? Should half the people arrested be women? You see, you get down this crazy, 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 corrupt, illogical slope. And the other thing about that is, where are the 911 calls coming from? Do you know where they're coming from?
Am I still here?
Nah, we're good. They actually traced, and they have data on this, that they were coming from the very neighborhoods that would later be falsely portrayed as claiming the police are racist. The people in the neighborhood who they tell us have the biggest problem with police being racist are the ones who called the police the most, 911. Because up until about 2 minutes ago, everybody understood that they were the good guys. Be right back.
Greg Kelly. This is the Greg Kelly Show.
You know, my friend Mark Simone, he once did this thing back in the day, the fake break, where they do a commercial from a long time ago. The Ritz Thrift Shop is one of my favorites, with that beautiful woman who was on the bus. Some women ski in Samaritz. Remember that one? You know, she died recently. They actually did an obituary for her in the New York Times. Anybody remember that? Some women sell us their furs, others buy them. The Ritz Thrift Shop. It was located on West 57th Street, I believe. And they just don't do commercials like they used to. I mean, that commercial was done with a real crew. You know, it wasn't done on some computer screen. All the commercials look the same. All the commercials are like, oh my gosh, here he is. Look at this. Oh, brother. The police commissioner is on bragging about reduced crime in New York. I haven't seen the commissioner in, I don't know, I think this is like the second time I've ever seen him. Once I met him at the radio station, nice guy. And then I think once I saw him on TV at a Yankee game. There are other people who seem to be running the police department, and it's not him. And this is actually, I'm not really faulting him because he's not running it. Whoever is running it is not running it well. It's a mess. Talk to any cop. They know that. And there they are.
playing games with the public, trying to get it by us. You think he can fool a New Yorker? You think he could fool a Corleone? All right, here's one of my favorite commercials of all time.
Some men lunch at the Plaza, ski in San Moritz, and buy expensive furs every year. Some women just look that way, but they have one thing in common.
Stop. This guy sounds a little bit like a pervert. By today's standards, I didn't realize he really sounds like he's a little bit too into this woman. Keep going.
That way, but they have one thing in common, the Ritz thrift shop. Some sell us their furs, others buy them. We've been handling the finest second-hand used furs for over 50 years, and some of the world's loveliest furs are here at a fraction of the original cost. See them at the Ritz thrift shop at 107 West 57th Street. You don't need a million to look like a million.
Oh, thank you.
Ooh. Oh, thank you. She was hot. You got to admit it. She was very, very hot. Well, she died not too long ago and left behind a husband and several kids and even some grandkids. She was a spokesmodel. She was one of the first spokesmodels, I guess. Could you call her a spokesmodel? You know who invented the phrase spokesmodel? I'm pretty sure it was Howard Stern, of all people. Howard Stern. They used to have spokesmodels on that show. Tom, what is it?
Hey, Greg. Talking about the upcoming Trump trial with Bragg. In 2012 and 14, it was revealed that the New York State Senate Assembly paid hush money to staffers who had made accusations about misconduct. And that money was paid with New York State taxpayer dollars, and it was hidden from the public. And in fact, when he processed the payment, they put it through his legal fees. Why is there a double standard for Trump?
Did they really put it through his legal fees?
Yes, you can look it up.
Yeah, no, I remember this. And also, the Capitol Hill in Congress did something similar. How did they classify the money? I'm going to check that out. Tom, thank you. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. Hey, by the way, the woman who was in that Ritz thrift shop commercial, her name was Barbara Gould, and she died 5 years ago now at the age of 81. You don't need a million to look like a million. Viewers of New York stations encounter that ad across an astonishing 14 years. The woman who was in its focal point, Barbara Clement Gould, was already a successful model when she made the ad in 1975, having appeared on the covers of magazines like Ladies Home Journal and McCall's, as well as other commercials. It's funny. We used to have, actresses in these ads and models on these magazines. Now we all have singers and actors and the Kardashians. Her endlessly repeated 30 seconds worth of Ritz thrift shop fame, though, gave her a different type of exposure. Probably few who saw the ad knew her name, but for a whole generation of New Yorkers, she attained a kitschy sort of cachet. I got off the bus and I went into the Ritz thrift shop, and then, like 20 years later, they took it off the air, she said. let's see. Did she get married? Yes, she did get married. Her daughter, Alexandra Scott, said the cause of death was cancer. Sorry about that. She was born in 1936. Does anybody care about this but me? Maybe I should move on. But boy, oh boy, that commercial and her look made a real impression on me. All right, Sandra, how can I help you?
Well, one, I wanted to say, if Barbara wants me to buy those tickets from her, I would love to, because I would love to see that play, theplay.com. So she has someone who would buy them from her. Two, I wanted to say, I love how you mentioned me to maybe help Maria. I would love to do that.
Well, yeah,
as well.
You got to do it. All right. No one's going to come over to you and, you know, you got to do it. I want initiative. All right. All right. Well, I want you to get them on the phone, do whatever it takes, and start making things happen over there in New Jersey. You're in Jersey, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You could win that state. Just start, you know, look, you got a lot to say. Set up a camera, start talking to that camera, and post your videos online. And I'm telling you, you'll be the biggest video viewed in New Jersey, right behind Maria.
Greg, I had a different idea. I thought maybe she and I could get together with Cittarelli maybe as a star.
Too complicated. Listen to you networking for yourself. You're making it complicated. It's easy. Just go to the kitchen and do it. You're right there already. Make little songs at your piano or something like that. You want to get together with the guy you don't even know, by the way. Do you know him? Do you know him personally?
I met him and I talked to him.
You met him once. All right. I met him and I talked to him once. So the answer is, I don't know him.
You understand? Yeah. And you don't know him. You want to go with him. You want to go with Maria. Do it yourself. I want everybody to do something. We got to do something. And if you have more ideas for what we should do, let me know. But in the meantime, do something. Do it. Do it. Do it. Our country is hanging in the balance. Seriously, do it.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.